Hello, everyone, and welcome to the pilot episode of the REI Contractor Show podcast. For those of you who have made your way over here from our YouTube content, hello, great to see you. For the new people, a little bit about what we do here. The REI Contractor Show is a show dedicated to taking the mystery out of real estate investing from the renovation side. We are a mix of general contractors, project consultants, and real estate experts. And on this podcast, we're going to have a variety of real estate investment guests. We're going to talk about their various projects and the ups and downs of them. And hopefully, you're going to learn a little something along the way and how to make your projects better and more profitable. As mentioned before, we also have our YouTube channel, www.youtube.com/thereicontractor, where you can see lots of great renovation and real estate education content. This first episode, you're just going to be meeting our hosts, John Tenbrink, owner of Blackjack Contracting, Inc., and Mr. David Old, who is the senior project consultant at Blackjack Contracting. We're just going to meet them and what you're going to be expecting from this podcast in the future. And on that note, this first podcast is sponsored by Blackjack Contracting, Inc. Blackjack Contracting is the premier real estate investor contractor. We have done hundreds of duplex conversions, flips, burrs, and all of the strategies that you are using to make your real estate investments the most profitable. We have worked with countless real estate investors throughout Southern Ontario, are part of many real estate investment groups, and have developed an amazing reputation in the community. To find out more, check us out at blackjackcontractinginc.ca. And now here is the first episode of the REI Contractor Show podcast.
John Tenbrink here, the host of the REI Contractor Podcast. I'm here with my co-host, Dave.
Hi, everybody. I'm David Old. I'm with Blackjack Contracting. I'm a senior project consultant. It's nice to be with you.
So I'm John Tenbrink, obviously. I'm the owner and president of Blackjack Contracting and TNO Wiring Pros. And we, our company is an REI focused general contractor. Our specialty is duplex conversions, burrs, all that good jazz, triplexes. And one of the favorite things we do here around our company is educate. So we decided to start this podcast, and we're going to bring on industry experts and guests. And I wanted to have Dave on, who's a wealth of knowledge for the real estate investors. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'll let Dave introduce himself.
Yeah, thanks, John. Been part of Blackjack now for a better part of 6 months, coming from a real estate background, having been an investor for starting in British Columbia, and brought myself all the way to Ontario about 10 years ago and discovered the great market that we have here to work in. And it's a good part. It's a good time to be in real estate. I don't think there's ever been a bad time. And I like to share my experience with clients and fellow investors alike. Helping them build their portfolios, guide them through the processes of the A to Z of renovation, property conversion, and everything in between. So it's been a lot of fun so far.
So, I mean, the reason why I added Dave to the team was that, you know, my expertise is in construction, general contracting, electrical. You know, the real estate investing kind of happened by accident for me, so I've done a free education working with all the investors in the last 4 years, going to industry events, talking to investors. I brought Dave on the team because he is an investor. He's a seasoned investor, I should say. We're all investors here, but he's a seasoned investor. He knows, you know, ROI, strategies, stuff that, you know, is not my skill set, so I'm thrilled to have him on the team. And, you know, we were talking about this. We were like, you know, we're always looking for ways to educate. I'm not much for self-promotion, you know, We have, we have a marketing company for the company here. But, you know, everything we want to do with the REI Contractor Show is about education. And that's why I asked Dave to be part of this show. You know, we do my little video for YouTubes and stuff like that, and I really enjoy it. But, you know, that's really centered around, you know, strictly the facets of construction, where, you know, we're here to serve the REI community, and that's why I think he's going to be a wealth of knowledge. we're going to have on some pretty cool guests we got lined up already. We have, you know, burr specialists, we have mortgage brokers, we have real estate agents, all part of the strategy. So it's going to be it's going to be a lot of fun. And then I think Dave's got lined up. What do you got lined up so far for guests, Dave?
Well, I have a few my colleagues and friends in the business, real estate agents. Myself, I have a mortgage broker, one of my mentors, actually. He's been a great support to me throughout the years. I've met a couple of young go-getters and hustlers who are working in the wholesale market, doing a lot of assignments, and brought a whole different aspect of investing, and even a part of the investing strategy that I wasn't even familiar with, so it's been a lot of fun getting to know these guys. So those are about the first three guests I'll be having on our future podcasts.
Very good. And actually, I'll just tell you, next week we have Sarah Eater lined up. She is a JV and burr specialist, and she's a firecracker. She's a lot of fun to work with, and I think she'll be a good wealth of knowledge. She's been on plenty of these industry things, so I think you guys will enjoy that. So we're going to talk now about, you know, a little bit about our histories here, just to introduce ourselves and what we do. So, you know, I started out as, as an electrician when I went out of high school, and at the time I turned 25, I became the youngest master electrician in Ontario's history. We were, so I started a company right after that. We were, we did lots of things, and all of a sudden, you know, we got hooked up with people that got into the duplex conversion strategy. And, we were working for one contractor. We became a good friend, but they weren't very good contractors, and they knew it. So we were sitting down for lunch, my ex-business partner at the time, who just moved out to Chatham. We just got moved out there. He started his own little thing. And we're sitting down for lunch with this guy one day, and he had all this work lined up, had no way of doing it, didn't know what to do. So we were like, I bet you I can do it better. So I made a bet with him. Within a week, we had started and we incorporated a company and taken on the first project. And it had all the little challenges, but it ended up going really well, really customer. So we kept it going, and all the jobs just happened to fall into REI. It wasn't on purpose. We're general contractors. So it went well, and it took about a year and a half to get momentum. And then, as everybody knows, what people want in contractors, which we'll talk about lots on this show, about the industry issues, because that's one of my favorite topics, is you do good work, you do it on time, you do what you say you're going to do, you're going to get pretty popular pretty quick. So it's been 4 years as of September 1st. We've completed over 190 duplex conversions, a lot of burr renovations, some flips, and some triplexes, and it's been a whirlwind ever since. We started out with the two of us. Nowadays, we're over a staff of over 30. And, last year, we did about $5 million in renovation projects, which was, pretty exciting. We've doubled year on year, and, we'll talk about that in other episodes, about the challenges of growing companies in the renovation industry. And so, Dave, tell us about your personal history all the way from beginning till now.
Till now, well, it's come full circle. You mentioned being a master electrician at 25. At 25, I bought my first property. I'm a couple of years older than John, and
significantly older than John. Let's be honest here.
Yeah, I had a feeling that was coming as well, but it is true. Significantly older, but a little wiser in some areas.
Yeah, sure.
But together, we bring our knowledge together. So I've had a lot of experience as a regular residential, property purchaser, but I've always had it in the back of my mind at how I could start house hacking and support my family and, increase my revenue stream into my household. And so I took advantage of a hot market in British Columbia in the 90s, or sorry, I should say the early 2000s. And then life happens, life changes, and with that, real estate has been the one steady in my life, and it proved itself when I came to Ontario and I was able to acquire a property and started my house hacking journey all over again, and that's where I expanded my portfolio to a couple properties. became a landlord, an amateur landlord, then a professional landlord, and so on and so forth. So it's been a passion journey. My career endeavor into real estate wasn't immediate, it wasn't direct, but it's my experience in professional education, professional consultation, sales, which I did in the dentistry field for 20 years, helped obviously support my income to invest the way I have, and then just became where a full circle I can come and work in the industry. And John and I met actually via one of the podcasts that we mutually were part of. And here we are today. So it's been a great experience to learn from John and his technical background and his experience in renovating properties, from everything from electrical to drywall to the whole package. So it really makes me reflect on the jobs I've done in the past and how I would definitely do things differently. So there's a huge advantage to that. So I'm wanting to really share a lot of that knowledge every day. And that's what we're really doing here at Blackjack is educating our clients, supporting them on their journey, and creating partnerships. So that's our goal. That's what we strive to do. And I think you'd agree with that, eh, John?
Absolutely. There's a couple ways to look at things. You can look for, a job. Like you want to do a contract here, make a little bit of money, or you want to look for an investor partner that you're going to help with, support with throughout the process. And that's, I think, one of the funner things that I've gotten out of this thing is it's quite the community. Learning from places like the Right Club and Rockstar and all those places, and it's like there is quite the community. It's small, but it's big.
Yeah.
So I've really enjoyed that. Learned a lot from it, and then you got a lot of relationship building, and it's that's a lot of fun. It's not so much, as we said before, about just pure sales. Sometimes it's just going out for a golf or for a lunch with another agent or investor. I think that's the thing that ended up coming out of it that I enjoyed the most.
Well, when you meet like-minded people like ourselves.
Like-minded people, yeah. It's a different mindset in the world, which, it helps you elevate your own personal lives too, which is great. So what are you looking forward to over the next 12 months?
Well, obviously, I'm looking forward to an end of COVID, but and getting back to what was normal. But I think on that note, we probably both agree that it hasn't slowed anything down in our market. And I think in the next 12 months, I think we're going to see continuous growth not only with our company, but even the ability for supporting these investors in the market, because Ontario is growing exponentially in terms of population, which has kind of been held back. Obviously, because of our borders being closed and immigration and so forth. So I think we're really having to prepare ourselves in the next 12 months to take on a lot of new investors, and the ones who are seasoned and their portfolios are going to continue to expand. So I'm looking forward to just being part of these different types of projects that are coming up.
What about on your personal side, your personal life?
My personal life? Oh boy. You know what? I'm looking forward to watching my kids excel in their high school days here. They've just started high school, so two young kids. And really, I'm just looking forward. It's funny you say personal because I just love real estate so much. I'm almost, it's part and parcel. I'm looking forward to acquiring a couple more properties myself and expanding my portfolio because it's almost like a hobby, if you will. But yeah, that's kind of what I'm looking forward to. Maybe a bit of skiing this winter too.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
It's been a couple of years since I've been skiing. I gotta tell you, my niece, it sounds like when you were 20, you don't mind freezing weather and the soreness afterwards. Nowadays, like, no, I just want to go hot tub.
I'll take you down the plane, don't worry.
On my side, COVID being over, we've been so fortunate to serve multifamily because we've kept busy through this whole thing. I think that was half the battle for people, is being stuck in the home with just nothing to do.
Yeah.
Can't go anywhere. It's not like you're not trying to do something. It's just there's nothing to do. We've been fortunate to be working the whole time, and then I've been able to get out to the States for a few seminars. I'm big into I'm big into seminars because I go with, you know, different industry things. And I just got back last week from two, one in Denver, one in Florida. It's been a challenge to travel, that's for sure. It's getting better, thank goodness. The first time I did it was what a long show that was. But this time, you know, different strategies going down the States. You know, I'm really hoping, I got a couple more summers coming up next year. I'm really hoping to start being able to bring my family again, you know. I got a 10-year-old and an 8-year-old, and, you know, I used to love to take them down to Florida a couple times a year because it was just cheap and easy, and they got to enjoy the warmth and the scenery and all that stuff, and we haven't been able to do that, and that's something we probably miss the most. So hopefully next year we can get back to that, and, you know, I got a couple of properties myself now that, you know, we're working on, and I'm looking forward to getting those going and done. It goes back to my nature. I'm way more excited for the construction of them than I am, you know, for the, you know, the long-term wealth, even though I know that's an important part of life strategy here. But building them is a lot of fun to me. I have a million projects in my own house that aren't done just because I like to, you know, get started and to start something else. So,
is it funny? Always a contractor gets his own house done.
So, I mean, I think it's just full circle. I can tell you a million funny stories about, you know, my dad was an auto mechanic, and, you know, we used to have the worst cars, or the cars that are broken because he stole parts off to sell to customers. And nowadays, you know, we had our new windows replaced last year, and I still haven't trimmed them out because it's just, that's been a priority to me.
I know what
my wife reminds me every other week, though. So let's talk about a couple of funny situations from work. Now, you've only been here for 6 months. You came from the other field. I was excited to get you, but it doesn't have to be in this field. Tell me a funny story. You can be either from your real estate or from your work life.
Well, I mean, this is a PG-rated program, so we'll have to keep it that way. But funny story? Geez, put me on the spot, John. I think, you know, I don't know if it's funny or exciting, but the opportunity to travel around the world in my previous career, talk about funny stories, is you know, a group of us and our clients, we were at an airport one time, and there's a couple flight delays, and you know what happens when there's flight delays, and the bars are open 24 hours a day in Europe, and we had nowhere else to go, and basically what happened was we all missed the flight, and that didn't go over too well with my company, but my clients were so happy. They had such a great time that we ended up coming back, and they saved my bacon. Let me put it that way. But that's a funny story that sticks out. You know, if I can think of one. But how about you?
No,
anything recent?
The problem is, I've been doing this for a long time. I got into the trades when I was 17 years old. I've seen a lot of things, you know, as an electrician, you usually bash the plumbers, you know, just because, you know, my teacher, first year in basic, if the teacher said, if you're too effing stupid for this class, plumbing's down the hallway. So just for all my plumbing listeners, it wasn't me that said it. All right. I gotta be honest with you, this business is fast paced. A lot happens on a given day. One of my goals with this company was to be, be the greatest, and I wanted to grow it, and then it grew really fast. So you got to learn all the crap that goes with having 30 employees. The honest truth is, I can't pick one. Pick a quick funny story, because I mean, there's one, a lot of them are R-rated, so we're not going to go into that today. but you know, it's something that I have a huge passion for, so I'm sure I'll come up with some stories and we'll share them with the next time, because I'm drawing a blank right now. But
what's the greatest joy you get out of your job on a day-to-day, you know, with your clients?
You know what, for me, it ended up being relationships over time. I you know, when I started out in the electrical field, I worked for small contractors, and you build relations over the year, and I've almost hired every single one of them for this company, which is fun. And then until then you're the boss and you got a whole different side. But you know, you build some pretty cool relationships, either between staff or customers, or certain customers have become great friends. It's a lot of fun to get, you know, it's not just about, I mean, we're, you know, business is for money, REI is for money, it's for future wealth, it's for taking care of things, but it's not all about money. It's never have been for me. I enjoy I enjoy I love construction. I love the field. I love contracting. You know, I always say it's the world's worst business unless you try to perfect it, and that's my goal. I got a long way to go. Don't get me wrong, but it's gonna be a lot of fun, and I look forward to building, you know, 1,000 more relationships before I retire. How about yourself?
You know what? You've taken the words out of my mouth. I think the clients become our friends because we share the same passion. I think really you and I become friends in short order. We definitively come from different backgrounds, but because we have that similar passion, it really shows with our presentation to our clients and our customers and the people we work with as well. And it's not, it doesn't really become a job. It's just, we come into work every day and it's what we enjoy doing. And we want other people to enjoy it as well. I think that's my biggest takeaway. And John, I'd say, you know, from my perspective, after meeting you and seeing how passionate you really are about this business and your aspirations and your goals, there's so many people that are, you know, you double your age that they don't think big like that and how you really want to support this investor community. And that's really what sold me on coming to work with you and build this brand and help support, you know, Ontario and beyond with a lot of the things that we are striving to achieve in the coming years. So, yeah. Great.
So what's next for the show? This show is going to be, you know, we're going to try to bring on the best guests possible. We're going to try to bring in people that can teach things that I don't know, and maybe Nate doesn't know, or we're going to bring on either real estate experts or certain experts in construction fields or certain aspects, everything you need to know to try to help you do your projects better, to have, you know, the most successful strategies and you know, to have a lot of fun doing it. You know, let's be honest with this first one. This is our first time doing a podcast together.
Yeah.
We were slightly nervous doing this. We never done it. Everybody always says, you know, the first show always sucks. It's going to get better and better. So we promise you we're going to work on getting better and better. Our next guest is, as I mentioned earlier, is scheduled for next shooting, is Sarah Eater. Sarah Eater is a young, hungry real estate investor. She specializes in JV partnerships, and she all focuses on the BRRRR. She's got, I think what, she had 100 doors now or something like that.
Yeah, I think so.
And she's very smart with her renovations, and you know, we should have a good time bickering with her because it's always a constant battle, so it should be a lot of fun.
She really, I think, you call her a firecracker. I think she again exudes the passion for what she's doing, and her 3-year journey thus far has been incredible. It's to anybody's wishes to have the same kind of journey and experience, and she's great. She's got a great social media presence, and I think as do we. You know, we're present on obviously YouTube and Instagram and Facebook. We can all you know, REI Contractors powered by Black Track Contracting. So yeah, a cheap plug for ourselves here, but that's what we're here for too.
So that's basically a quick sign off. We just want to let you know where you can find us. It's at REI Contractor on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. I think YouTube is the same. And if the contracting site is at Blackjack Contracting Inc. on all the social media. That's pretty much it. This is just going to be a short one just to introduce ourselves, and we look forward to having you back for the next episode. Dave, anything final words before you listen?
I'm looking forward to the next episode. I'll be tuning in, and I hope everybody else does as well. And yeah, we got a lot of great content coming up, and thanks for watching and listening. And John, thanks for the opportunity. Looking forward to it.
Yep, so big thanks to Josh back here running all the all this crap that I have no idea what he's doing, but apparently he's going to produce something pretty cool out of this. I'd like to thank my own company, Blackjack Contracting, for sponsoring this stuff, and we look forward